Tweet, tweet. What sentiments do your tweets evoke? In tweets, in this problem, we're going to allow the user to pass in a Twitter user handle. And based on that handle, we're going to retrieve that user's tweets, evaluating whether those tweets are generally positive, negative, or neutral, and printing them out with the appropriate colors. Green for positive, red for negative, and yellow for neutral. So what do we need to do? Well, first we want to ensure proper usage, get the user's tweets, initialize Analyzer, and then finally analyze those tweets. In order to ensure proper usage, take a look back at the implementation of Smile to get a hint there. Then, in order to get the tweets, we're going to look into helpers.py, where the function getUserTimeline allows us to retrieve a user's tweets. We want to check whether that is successful or not, so make sure to look at the function to see what it returns if it fails. So for instance, what if the username that the user provided doesn't exist or perhaps is a private account? If it's unsuccessful, then you'll want to exit with an appropriate statement to the user. Next, we'll want to tokenize the tweet. We're again going to look at tokenizers as we did before in Analyzer, and these tokenizers are part of the natural language toolkit. Specifically, there's actually a tweet tokenizer that allows us to split the tweet into a list of words, short or strings. Once we have that, we can instantiate our analyzer and iterate over every token, scoring every token as either positive, negative, or neutral. Then finally, that sum is going to indicate whether that tweet is positive or negative. That's all the hints I have for you today. My name is Amyla, and this was Tweets.